We just had in the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel said that if a man makes a tanai that he doesn't yashin his wife, it's not a valid tanai because he's making a tanai against the tayda entitlement that he has. Rav said the halacha of Shimon, not for his reason. We're trying to explain what he meant by that. First, we thought the halacha of Shimon Gamliel that the man will yashin even though he made a tanai, but the reason is not because. Not because he says that it's mahatayra and you can't make against the tayra, not because it's tayra, and but the tayra is bottle, it's only midrabanan, and it's only the rabbanan, and the rabbanan make a chizah by the words more than tayra. So when it comes to the tayra, I have this agreement. Well, I hold by the tayra, you make it tonight by dovah mam, it is kain. But over here, it's midrabanan. So Gemara Bazei, you're arguing the halacha as well. Because he says by a Torah that the Tanai is bottle, and you're saying by a Torah that the Tanai is Kayim. So Gemara changes and says that, no, you're right, it means something else. Shimon will hold that if she dies, you can yashin. Rav will hold that if she dies, Mefedish, you don't yashin. You don't yashin. He argues on the principle, he holds you don't yashin. Why? And the reason is because it's Midrabanan, and Midrabanan, you don't yashin. Yeah, so the Gemara says, "Lecheda ebezei." So Rav is agreeing with everything Shimon Gamliel says. Shimon Gamliel says that Mahateda the Tanai is bottle, and Rav is agreeing that Mahateda the Tanai is bottle. But he's saying over here that even if we be Rabbanon, the Tanai also we bottle. Also, he's Ibrahim. He's not really arguing Shimon Gamliel; he's just adding another layer. So we're up to here now. We're up to Ella, about 15 lines on the top. What Rav meant to say was. Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amar who says, "Im meisa yirshana." Halacha k'Rav, if she dies, you yashin. You made it tonight that you won't. It tonight doesn't work. And the reason Shimon Gamliel says is because the Torah says that your husband, you yashin, and you cannot make it tonight against the Torah. But v'lav metame, I totally don't agree with him because I think that a man yashining a wife is only the rabbanon. I agree with him that the Tanai is bottle, but I hold it up on the Rabbanon. So why is the Tanai bottle? Because the Rabbanon made a chizluk to Vrayim. So I agree in the halacha, disagree in the reason. The Rav Shimon began with the Saba, Yerusha, the Baal, the Raisa. And Bechol, Hamasna, Masuk, the Tanai, the Tanai bottle. And Rav hold Yerusha, the Baal, the Rabbanon. And Chachomim, also Chizl, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. So the halacha of Rav Shimon is right, that the Tanai is bottle, but not the reason. He holds my Tanai, it's not bottle. I hold because the Rabbanon is not bottle. I'm marrying you on the condition that I'm not going to get your estate. That's nice. Yeah. So this is where we're up to. You're telling me Rav holds that Yerusha is Habal the Rabbanon, a husband yashing a wife, the Rabbanon could be Yerusha. He's not really referring to a husband and wife. They had Tanan be learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon and Mebruka Oimer. Rabbi Yechon says, interesting halacha. If a man yashes his wife, his wife dies and he yashes her estate, he should return to her family, a certain property, and but he charges them for it and they have to pay him for it. If it belongs to the woman's family, why charge them at all? And otherwise, the husband yashes everything. Why does it belong to the woman's family? We ask like this. And we're talking about here, Yevil. Comes Yevil, we're not talking about the adultery, we're talking about Yevil. Comes Yevil, everything that doesn't belong to you has to go back to its original state. So these properties have to go back to the wife family because it doesn't really belong to you. But they have to compensate you for it. If it's not yours, Yevil, you give it back. Nobody compensates anybody for Yevil. And if they have to compensate me, it's really mine. Why give it back in Yevil? So what's going on here? Micah, so what does he hold? If he holds Yerusha, Sabal, the Raisa, Shehi, Yash, the Raisa, and Mayarze, Yerusha and Yevil never goes back. The Rabbanon, not watching the time of the holding the Rabbanon, it's not his if we have to get back in Yevil. He's done me my vidatayah, so why pay? Why do they have to reimburse him? Well, Amar Rav, so Rav explained, La'olam kesava Yerusha Zabal deraisa, really the husband's Yashim Hatayda. So technically, you don't have to get back anything in Yevil. Nor, ki goin shahay rishtay ishtay besa kvaras. Part of the state was that the woman gave the private family cemetery, and they were buried, her grandmother and other people. And even though technically it belongs to the husband, it's not nice for her family because her Zaydis and Babas are all buried there. The Rabbanon said he must return it, but the family has to pay him for it because technically it's his. What do you mean deduct from the blood if they have to pay him? Pay him for the whole lot. Which deductions do they make? They make kevet ishtai. He owns the kevet of his wife. For that, they don't have to. For that, they don't have to compensate him for the kevet of his wife. Because he is chayiv to bury her. So therefore, he had to cost them money. So therefore, they don't have to pay him back for the burying of his wife. But what do we see from all of this? That Rav holds that the husband yashing his wife is matayda, and you say before Rav holds on the rabbanon, that's why. And also chidlu devreim yezus matayda. Where do you see that? Time you learn how much if a guy sells his kevet of his family or the road to the kevet, ma modai, the place where you stand, make his spadim, where you stand. Umakim has paid, and we used to make us paid in buying, but in Mishpach, come along the members of the family, the Kaivin, Oisabakacha, they can bury the rest of the family in that spot. Whether you, the owner, like it or not, Mishpagam Mishpach, because it's a Pagam, the family should be buried next to each other. So Luchayd, because he closed me a Rav holds that Yerusha is a Baal Zeraisa, and for the Gemara, Rav, let Taimed Rabbi Yechem Brukha, he doesn't think I hold Yerusha Baal. He's trying to explain the Svar of Rabbi Yechem Brukha, why Yevil has to be returned. He doesn't hold the Rashi. He charges them less. Says, when does Yerusha go back in Yevil? Can I for them that other members, other people should be buried next to their family? If you buried in other people's kavod, takes out the question. So, what does this whole thing have to do with Yevil? If it's a Pagam Mishpacha, then as soon as they want to bury someone in the family, the issue comes up. It's not our property, it's your property. Give it back to us. Why do we have to wait for Yevil for this whole thing to happen? So, Taisa says the only time it becomes really noticeable that it's a Pagam is Yevil. Till then, no one really knows who owns it. Comes Yevil, and
you have to go back to the owner.
Yeah, as this is not going back to the owner, then becomes noticeable that another family guy owns it. So then it becomes a Pagam. Mishnah. Misha Meis, somebody died and he had a number of outstanding debts. Amongst them, Hiniach Isha, a wife that needs to be paid out her ksuva, Ubal Chayv, and some loans, and Yoshin is also heirs. So how do you divide the state? And he happened to have a pekodin sitting in someone else's house. Milver alone, biyad achedim. Other people owed money. Who should they pay the money back to? To the woman, to the Baal Chayv, or to the same? What are we doing? The Tarfon says, "Yinoslu, you give it lechayishol shemayim, the weakest amongst them." Which we'll see. It means the ksuva. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Eimer Rachman Badin. Takas Rachman is the weakest one. Who's going to stand up and fight for them? But that's not how the halacha works. Halacha is a cool brute tool. And there's no rachmanis when it comes to halacha. Eli, you give it to the strongest one. Yinoslu, you give it to the yoshin. They're the strongest. Why are they the strongest? Why the strongest claim? Kulan tichashua, even the woman. And even the lender will have to bring a shvur that they weren't paid back yet. But the yisaimim ain't the yoshin shvur. They don't need a shvur. It's automatically theirs. Which means they have the strongest claim to the property. They get it. Rashi. Yinoslu, chashman, b'gom al-fadim, ayin yehuda, yivavagad al-yishtab, metal diyas, even though this metal, I'm sure anybody, here, because it's not in their shoes, even though generally, metal, I'm sure, but since the metal is not sitting in the borrower's hand, in somebody else's hand, so the tarfon holds it, you take those metal and you distribute them to the bachayv, and so on, look, and mamish bachayv. But the Kibbutz says, "Yinosn liyoshim v'le mahan yitzvisa." Doesn't help grabbing. Why? Cool and tzicha shvur. Not big enough. Only part of it. They want to pay back from the same meim. Lo yipara b'shvur. Chol man shol nishvur and lemeshut ben lemeshut. We don't know mishlam malav klum. Whether takli ozem and not hilchem mishem meis hames zochu behena yoshin u'b'shvur. And the yoshin, the first one to zoicha. That's din number one. What happens? He niach paydays tlushin minakake. What happens? He left behind cut off fruits from the ground. He let off cut off fruit, and there was metaltlin sitting over there. And we say, "Kol akoyde behen zocha." Whoever is there first, says nobody's koyne. Whoever is there first is zocha.
You mean from these people? From these?
It's like, no.
A guy can walk in from the street and
no, no, no. Only those are.
Those people have a claim.
Yeah, well, each one has a tie. Yeah. Let's do Rashi. kolakedim zochu kodmu yorshin zochu. They come first. The ain mitzin miyodim. You don't take it away from them. The metaltli the yasmin la mishtati the balchayv. Because now that they have it, the metaltli don't pay up the balchayvus. Luksuva kodem echmen. What about someone else who jumped in first? The isha, the woman, or a malva zochu. He's echmen. The tarfon isle tfisa lachamisa mahani. He holds that if you grab after misa, it helps. It's a valid grabbing. What about Mishnah Vayte Zochsa Isha Yaisim Miksavasik? So it was $200. She grabbed $450. What happens to this excess? Other Balchayv Yaisir Al Chayvay or Balchayv more than he's owed. Hamoise the leftover Rav Tarfonoyim Yinosnu look back to the same Achleikus. Yinosnu look Chayshavem the weak is the woman. Rav Kibayim Ein Merachim Bedin. There's no place for Rachmanis. Interesting Loshon. There's no place for Rachmanis when it comes to the Entayda. No compassion. You got to pass him what's right, not what you feel is right. You got to give it to the Yoshi. They have the strongest claim. Rashi. The people in the star, they're the weakest. If they come to the same and make a claim, they'll get nothing because Metalkin is saying, I'm Shubit. They're the weaker ones.
The shvur the woman makes is that she hasn't already claimed a ksuba from somewhere else.
We have a thing called Chashin Litzrari. And the husband might have given a mashkin to the wife, and therefore she already had
it,
got paid.
She's already got it.
Yeah. Why do you have to itemize these things? We understand the gist of the whole law. Why do you have to give an example of a milvikot? You say that if the money is outside of the balabos, either sitting in a malva's house or a pekot's house, then we have this din, whoever could call, you know.
Isn't it because there's a basic difference between the
milvah
and the
tzadik that the cotton
you keep?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Tzich, the tzadik milvah, b'ha'kam, Rav Tarfon says that you give it to the kosher shabbat week, mishun milvah, lo hitzonit, now the money is meant to be spent. So over here, the kosher means the latest. And therefore Tarfon says it's not, since the money is meant to be spent, it's not like it's the same have any shaykhis to this money. So therefore it makes sense if Tarfon says that you give it to the weaker ones, not to the same. Aval pekodin the isa beina, by pekodin, how's it work? The pekodin, they're not allowed to spend the pekodin, it's sitting there. And we know when it's sitting there, it's as if it's sitting in the house of the original owner. And come to the house of the original owner, Luchaydi same have first right, by right. As soon as the father passes away or the mother passes away, they yashin it. The Yoshim get it first. Only over here, the Kiva argues. Because the same of the first. Abu Bahach, but a case of Mil Bekotin, which is meant to be spent. But a case of Mil is meant to be spent, so it has no Shaykhis to the same. Maybe Takir, Abu Kiva's Maida, you give to the Kajjaban. See if you need them all. Rashi. It's not around. Abba Bekotin, the Isa Beina, Eimad Cholahecha, the Isa Beshut, the Asi, and the Shut, the same. So I'm right there. My look, Koshy, give it to the weakest one. How do you define who the weakest one is between the Ksuva, the Balchayv, and the Yisayim? Rabbi Yisrael Chinoim, Yichin says, Lechoshel Sheberaya, the last, the weakest Raya. Who's the weakest Raya? The last star written, that's the last, that's the weakest Raya. Because there's very few Karkois for her left to collect. But before the ones before them have stronger proof because there are other kakoi sold and they can't get to it. So the kosh is right, the last one. The Biechina says Luxuvis Isha. The weakest one is Luxuvis Isha. She's called the weakest one. Why? Because she normally doesn't go out and check. She doesn't know what the husband really owned. And the reason why we give it to her, Mishum China, because women
won't get married.
So we want trying to find charm in their eyes that they should feel confident. We're looking over their back. Help them out. Rashi. The choishel shebaraye lemisha started mukhle later starts layuchli to the kugel that going you cannot collect from the kugel earlier like so busy she could be bagage week she and that kolas are going to say mes she has no clue what the happens you mes so the bakers he can just kijken with his property mis hem gine she yim to ha anoshim chein be ein anoshim the men should find favor and curry favor in the eyes of women the nisa doesn't want to marry them she like said again the half six of us and she shouldn't be worried to make the lose the ksuba tell me right kitanoi bem machle tonight. Says you want to Yeah. Continue. Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yamin said, "L'choisha shemaray the last raya." Who kasha? Rabbi Lozem looks who is ishem shemchina. You want to help Rabbi shemchina? Taisus wants to know when do we say that we improve the situation for women shemchina that she should be encouraged and want to get married, and when do we say, "Well, we don't care because tov isha makes a town do. You know, she's happy to give everything up, but be to be married." What's the rule?
Because we've had a lot of these things where we say to women who are married, so which, I mean, you ask the question.
So Taisa says, "Aim medamas." Taisa concludes, "You cannot compare one takana to another." No, there's no answer for some reason or other. In this particular area, Chum felt this is a way to behave. And other time, we say, "No, they're happy married. They'll be moichalis." You cannot compare takanas to each other. In other words, there's no rule. If they were cut off paid, which is metal clean, so called a kaidim zach. But Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva only say, argue when it comes to the excess? He says the law is a brutal thing, and you give it to the Isaimim. Cool, now there's no, according to Rabbi Akiva, even the cut off apples in the first place, the cut off fruit in the first place belong to the Isaimim, not to the ksuba, to the thing. But Enoch, I'm right. I did the Omer of Tarf and Moshe. Tony, you know Moshe. Talking about Moshe, got a Tarf and Moshe. Really, keep a hold. Everything belongs to the same. But the mother said, "Rabbi Akiva, what are you telling me? Tvisa le mahanya klal. He holds doesn't hold grabbing. The same are entitled. They're the entitled heirs, and they get it, and not the ksuva, not the if they grab it, they got to reimburse them. Is that what he's saying? Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman says Rava named Rav Nachman. Sometimes it does help. You know when? Who should toughest mechaim? If the loiva would have went into the, if the malva would have went into the house while the loiva was alive, and it was already after this man of the due date, and he comes and he grabs an article, value of his loan, it's a valid grabbing. We're talking about over here. You grabbed after the misa. After the misa, it belonged already to the yoshim, and the yoshim are mechuyev to pay the father's debts, metalfin. We said that according to the Ashbur that it belongs to Hashem while they're alive, but only in the benefit side, not in the paying side. They're not chayv yet any of the father's responsibilities.
Yeah, while the father's still alive,
he's chayv
his own debts.
Exactly. Omar Rav Nachman, who should toughest mechayim? Look, Rashi. Rabbi Kiva, Tidal Man Klal, there's a question. Omar Rav Nachman, the toughest mechayim shall make if he grabbed it, but Rabbi Ula Rab Tarfin, according to Rab Tarfin says that the grabbing is valid. The Man Chayecha, where is it lying? When you, Rav Tarfon says that the woman grabbed it or the Baal Chayv grabbed it, the Koshish man, it's a good grabbing. Not, and he's saying, don't take it. Where was it lying right now? Rav Shmuel, if it's lying in the original house, it automatically becomes the Yisayimim. How can they grab it? The guy died and it's lying in the house. Who owns it now? The Yisayimim. So how can they go and steal it? So it must be not inside the house. So where is it? He's Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tavayev, who should tzibur in the Menachim b'shus Rabim. You know what's lying? In the Shus Rabim in the streets. The Yisayimim haven't yashed yet. But if it's besimta, if it's on a side street, loy. Over there, we don't say whoever grabbed it first gets it. Why? Because since it's a place which I have a kinyan, the same have right to it straight away. Rashi. The man chayecha hanach paid the government of Tarfon the b'shas misa lezocha ben yoshim. No, but Tarfon saying the yoshim don't have it yet, and therefore the ksuva or the maula can claim it. Where is it that the Yisraelim don't have it yet? So we said in the Shus Rabim, it's Hefke, because Hefke, the Yisraelim don't have it yet, so they can grab it. What about a Simta, Kedin Zav, is a corner, it's the end, like a side street, or the end of the street. If people want to get off the street to have a little conversation, they walk off the street, they stand there in that corner. They want to speak calmly, and they can understand, you know, and calm, they go to that corner. So when it comes to that corner, it already belongs to the Yisayimim and truly cannot grab. Why belong to the Yisayimim? Because you can make kinyan, you can make a kinyan mashikh in the Simta. Rab Tarfin, Rab Tarfin does not say kol kinyan zochi. Now why? They keep in the mokum with all the kinyan. It's a place which is suitable for a kinyan. The mashikh kanya hasa, mashikh is kinyan there. I feel the man domish the rabbi like kinyan. I'm a chlekis if it works by the rabbi, but everyone agrees the Simta does. Ain zem mokum hefker, it's not hefker. The Yoshim Mishas Misa, the Yoshim Azekhim Shas Misa, the Machs by Shom, Kim Machs by Basim. And anybody grabs it like it's grabbing in their house, the same already have it. Sorry?
What's the link between the chayfetz and the Rishus HaRabim? Bishichi is not koyin and Rishus HaRabim.
Because he can't show balbus. The idea of Bishichi is... But it's not me. Because around me, there's 100 other people. There's no showing a balbus. Simter is much less people. Well, we had this in Ksubas, the Laman Alza base. When we took somebody's house on Shabbos, how do we have Geneva and Mashiach at the same time? Because Rishus HaRabim, Mashiach doesn't work. Only Tzidish is Admin HaMachlek that works. Says the Gemara. However, this is what Rav Shmuel said. Now, why that the only place where Kolak Kaidim Zoch is just Rabim comes along, but when Simta Mashiach is Kainer comes along, Rav Reichen Shlakish, the Amri Tawai, they both say, Afilu b'Simta, even a Simta you can grab. Dain Dainek Rab Tarfin, that the Yonim would pass like Rab Tarfin, and they pass like Rab Tarfin. Bahadra the Shlokish Luvda Menayu. And the Shlokish came along and said, you guys are wrong. You know, Simta, the grabbing doesn't work, and it belongs to the Sanya. So that's happened to Shlokish. Amalei, Rabbi Yechavicha said to him, Asisa Kishotayda, by you, once the, maybe the Chatchila, we should have passed him like Rabbi Akiva here, then simply you cannot grab. It belongs to the same. But once they pass in that Keptarfin, that whoever grabbed Kolokayim Zocher, why did you undo it? You think Akiva's din is like a Hatayda? Rashi. No, between Abiyah and Shlokish, Abiyah is saying this Shlokish, yeah. Rashi. But how did it move? The Sovelok Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shlokish, was that determined that Allah Rabbi Akiva, that in the side fee belongs to the same, and that you cannot collect the like Mahanya Tfisa, even if you did it, it doesn't help. So Rabbi Yechel said, look, I agree with you that you shouldn't have done this, that they shouldn't have passed in the, like a tarfon that they can grab. But if they grabbed it already, Osisa, Divide Bakiva, Kila, and Aloch Majusinai, you treat the Bakiva like it's Aloch Majusinai, it's a Chazarta, Maise, Bezin. I mean, to overturn the din of a Bezin is a big thing. Dayelon, Lakai, Maloch, Maise, Chatchila. Well, Pasch, like a Bakiva, Chatchila, that leave it for the Yisayim. Abo, Mishanasa, Venigman, Adin. Once they pass in, ain't no Larsa, we don't undo it. What's the machlek the Beirchus Lakish? How can a Beirchus say that will say a simta belongs to the same nobody should grab it, but b'diavad they did, it's all right. And Hakash Lakish doesn't b'diavad, what's going on? Yeah? So we have a few ways of understanding it. Lame, but one way of understanding it is, let's say, b'hakum yiflugi, that we're talking about, what? The arguing the mass of our Torah, but v'am Mishnah chayzeh. If you make a mistake against an offer of Mishnah, you can overturn the Bezdin by appeal. And here, the halach is k'lach b'kiva, so therefore, they made a mistake for telling him you can grab it. Mass of it, even Torah, but Mishnah ain't a chayzeh. Even if you talk about Mishnah, once a bezin that's legitimate makes a mistake, you have to wear it. Rashi, b'dvar Mishnah, kaima lochir abakiba heichad yichido, apolgad lochir abakiba against the yochid. Avagav the lad Mishnah mamishnah, even though it's not mamishnah Mishnah, ela shemaita damaroyu, this whole idea about a simta is only in the Rabbanon. You know, I mean, it's in Hedin, it's in the chayzeh, amrin hosam, afil tod rav, ushmul, amala in. And we ask them, even if you make a mistake in a halacha like Rav Shmuel, we say, yes, that's considered Torah Bidvar Mishnah. So Torah Bidvar Mishnah doesn't only mean Mishnah, a Mishnah. A Gemara that everyone should know is called a Torah Bidvar Mishnah, like a din of Rav Shmuel. So over here, we should have followed Rav Shmuel clearly said Rabbi Simta is a machlekes. Yeah. That by a simta the halacha like a kibbutz that you cannot grab. So therefore, this bezin made a mistake. Paskin differently. Says the Gemara, right? That's one way of understanding it. I don't like that pshat because everyone holds that you could turn over an appeal if they get it wrong. Everyone holds that. Why have you told the Mishnah? You have to undo it. So what's machlekes is here? B'hocha b'hocha miflugi. Mar sovar halacha kirabi akiva mechavei roi. If Rabbi Akiva argued with his friend, the halacha is like him. However, Rabbi Tarfin wasn't his friend. Rabbi Tarfin was his friend for a short time. Rabbi Tarfin was his friend, then became his Rebbe, then became his friend. Against his Rebbe, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Tarfin. Umar sabar halacha afilu merabbe. And that's not like this. So if Rabbi Yechanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, on the chatchil, but the Eved, we don't undo it because we have Tarfin arguing with him. And no one says no. Rashi. Halacha. Sorry, no, Rashi. So if that's the machlekes, then why lechatchila would Rabbi Yechanan say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but b'di'evid lead it be like Rabbi Tarfon? Lechatchila halacha should be like Rabbi Tarfon. If the halacha is like Rabbi Merchavei, unless Taka, that's Rabbi Yechanan saying the halacha should be even lechatchila. He's saying to Rabbi Akiva.
Because you didn't hear. statement.
Rabbi Shmuel explaining the Tafen. Yeah, so Rabbi Shmuel explaining.
It's not clearly.
Okay. Right. Eboy is him. Another way of looking at it. Kuli Alma, everyone holds Chavei Dehava. Rabbi Tarfin was his friend. Later on, we know he was a Talmud. He was a Rebbe, and then became his friend. So at this stage, when they were friends, who was a Machlekes, when we say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva Chavei, it means halacha outright. It's the halacha, and therefore even b'deeved we pass Rabbi Akiva, and even if you're teifus, we take it away from you, which is like Rabbi Shlokish. And Rabbi Eichen holds Matinitmer. We are inclined to say, yeah, we're inclined to say Rabbi Akiva, but not, you know, it's not such a steadfast rule. Rashi halachim halachim Rabbi Akiva Chavei, but Matinitmer, Matin ha'ir olachatchil lachatchil lachatchil, or miu I ovid ki idach lematin, you don't do it. Then we write, The relatives of Rabbi Yechanan, Tofus Pora de Yasmi, the relative of Yechanan grabbed a hold of a bull of Yosemite Misimta. They grabbed it in the Simta. It was out in the street. They were owed money. It belonged to Yosemite, but never got to Yosemite because it was out in the Simta on the side street. And they grabbed it, like Rab Tarfon. Also, they came for Rabbi Yechanan. Amalu Shapit Tefastu. Rabbi Yechanan Shitasi said, maybe the Chachilu Hira asked me, told you not to do it, because Allah Rabbi Akiva. But the if you took it, the Tfisa is a valid Tfisa, because it didn't come to the same as yet. It's by the Simta, it didn't come there as yet. Also, the comment of Shemalokish Amalu, he said, consistent with his view, Zil Ahadu. Give it back, because Allah Rabbi Akiva completely, and in a Simta, it belongs to the same, so he had no right to grab it. Also, the Kamel Biechan, these relatives are a number of times we had before that they sought advice. The Kamel Biechan, Amalu, Moese, what should I do? Same thing he told him last time. Shekenegdi Cholokalai. He doesn't agree with me. I can't argue with him. Rashi, Kamel Biechan, the Kareva, Zila Hadur, is really like a keeper. The Fish Lacha Misa like Klumit Gonjave, Shekenegdi Shoko Kamais is equal to me.
Why did they go to the Shlokish in the first place? They already got a Psak from Biechan.
That's a good question. And you're not going to the Rav, yeah.
He's not good enough for them, Biechan.
It's no, but it sounds like.
Maybe they weren't
100%
secure
that the cover is independent of the Rav Tzach. Yeah, but Rav Shlokish. Yeah, but Rav Shlokish. Yeah, but the Tov Si Tudim Minei Balchayv, the shepherd minding the sheep. So one of the Balchayvers of one of the guys who owned the sheep came and grabbed the sheep from the shepherd's hand.
The
Yavid
says he was disqualified
to Paschal. Which is lucky. Yeah, because the Kadav. But yeah. We already had twice before. This is the third story we have of Karev and Rabbi Yechanan. One of them, he gave him advice. Later he regretted. Remember, later he regretted, maybe I shouldn't. Unfortunately, he said, to Salem. But later he regretted that Atas asked for Karev and Yanim. He shouldn't be there, you know, coaxing. Then the next time he said, "What your luck is equal to me in
no,
learning."
So Rabbi Yechanan would have said to them, "No, you can't take it."
He should have said, "I can't. I'm accusing myself."
No. But if he would have said, "You can't take it," then probably I would have said, "Okay, fair enough. It's to our disadvantage in his basket like that, then it's probably an unbiased
affair."
But here, yeah. You know, they're probably still
a
something.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Let him invite it. And I didn't learn from last story. The same thing happened. So
maybe this was the first one.
Or I didn't learn from this story, but the second. Anyhow, Bakra the Yasmin, there was a shepherd, the Tofsi Tudim, and Balchayv came in and stepped in and took some of the cows. Omar, he said, Mechayim Tafis Nele, I'm grabbing it when the owner is still alive, so I'm not taking it from the Yasemim. And therefore, it's mine. We had before.
Bakra is a cowboy,
a shepherd.
A herder.
Yeah,
it's a
Bakra. Yeah, it's a Shemim. So now we learned before that Tfisa Mechayim, everyone holds, helps. You're owed money and you grabbed it. It helps. So he claimed that he did it while the owner was alive. However, Bakram Alachem is a Tofsi. One second. You grabbed it after the guy died. It belonged to the Yisayimim. And which kapas mach? You got to give it back. Also, the Kamer of Nachman went to Nachman and Amalei. He said to them, Islach Sadi the Tofsi. Do you have witnesses at all that you grabbed it? Amalei Lav, no. Oh, he said, Ebazei, the guy who grabbed it has a migui. Amalei migui, the guy who grabbed it has a migui. He could have said, I never grabbed it. I bought it from the owner, and I went in and I took my collected, my sheep. Instead of saying, I grabbed the sheep in compensation for my... I was there yesterday, and I got paid the money for it, and I bought it, and now I'm going in to collect. What do you understand?
Before he died, I bought it
from the owner. A week later,
and that would get him off totally.
Yeah.
So what? So he did.
And if he would have said lekuach, we'd have believed him because every person believes lekuach. We have to be an ayah. He didn't. So migud the yochalei melekuch b'yad. He could have said, "I bought it from the guy." Yochalei lemeim mechayif vishlis. Now he say, "Look, I didn't buy it from him. I'm collecting my chayif, and he was alive when I collected it. We believe him. He has a migud." And Rashi.
The holding was the yasman.
Now what's he saying? Now, right now, it's the same. So you say, automatically get it.
Yesterday, I came. In other words,
yeah, that's the machlekes. Mamish Otto, the father died.
Legally, and I said, I'll pick it up tomorrow. Meanwhile, he had a heart attack.
That's what he could have said. What he did say was, I, the moment that I took it, I know for a fact the father was still alive. We don't have exact times that, you know, watches, you know, exactly. And the Baka said, no, he was already dead by then. And they belong to the same. So he's saying, I'm not saying, because he has a me, you can take it. You can take it. Yeah. Now, luchede, what kind of mig is this? This is a mig lohaitzi, a mig lahachzi. You're saying that if he would have said, I bought it, he would be believed. Why? Because the fact is the sheep are now in his possession, so therefore we believe him if he said he bought it. Luchede, Rabbi Shlokit gave a rule that since sheep wander about all the time, if sheep are in your deshus, doesn't prove anything. If something's in your deshus, it's a proof that it's yours, 9/10 of the law. Now when it comes to sheep, because they're constantly wandering about, goydres ein len chavetim babasa, goydres ein len chazaka. So why? So why would you believe over here if he said lekuch b'yadi? Why would you believe that? Rashi. Baki said, "Shema behemis tovus dodomim balchayv shemers tovsu bebeis hashemir." While I was in the house of the shemir, hagoydes behemah daka hashem god tzayim because of these packs of sheep. Ain lechazaka, ain amarzi b'miyocholim lekuchi. You can't say I bought it. Shema matzim could maybe found in mechnitza be brought to his house. If he should daka labzol, he wander about. Says the Gemara, "Shaini tudus the mesidah leroya." He said, "Here is different." Over here is different because by a tura, it's sitting in the hands of a shepherd. And because it's sitting in the hands of a shepherd, they don't wander about. And if he has it now in his ashus, he says, look, I bought it, but either by me, we're going to say it would have been a good migui, we would have believed him, because these kind of animals don't, it's not like sheep that wander about. These animals generally are found in the possession of a shepherd, or somebody watches them. And if they're not by you, it would have been a good migui. So we believe this migui that he could have done it. Okay, and it's and in a way it's not migui lohaitzi because he already has it in his own reshus by him, and he's saying it's a migui to support what he has. So it's a migui lahachzik. Gemara tells now another story. The family of the Nasi came along and they grabbed a maid from Yusaimim. Because they know that your father owed us money, they took a maid, and she was still in the simta, so the Simon didn't take it in yet. Well, that's the machleik. Is Yossi, Rabbi Vu, Rabbi Vu, sat there, and Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi. And Rabbi Yitzchak, Navche, Yossi, Rabbi Abba, Gabaya, Rabbi Abba was sitting there as well with them. Omeluhu, he said to them, Shapit Tefistu. He said, yep. The grabbing is good in the simta. It's good like we had before the machlekes. In the simta is a good grabbing. Or we say simta belongs right to the same, it's not a good grabbing, or it's a good grabbing. Rabbi Abba said, "Beshum de bein is seen in who is sitting there then tided." Rabbi Avu or Bechinim a puppet of Shchinavcha. Rabbi Abba happened to be sitting there, so Rabbi Abba turned around to these three dayanim because it's a case to do with the Choshev mentioned. Machniftlu, you falshev, you're trying to chanifa, and you falsify a din. But hadoin dainer kerab tarfen, you're basically paskar kerab tarfen. You're saying like kerab tarfen that want that even those in the symptom the same could get it. You give it to the koyshev weakest. Or b'hadel shlokit uv the menayu, and the shlokit came along and Mephedish overturned that din because he said Allah like Makiva completely, and therefore the grabbing is gone. Right, take it out of the Bein Asi and give it back to this woman. So the Gemara, famous story, Yemar Bar Choshu, the man called Yemar Bar Choshu, having Masik Bezuzo got he lent money to this person and he didn't get paid back. This person seemed to owe money to a lot of people. Shochi, he died, Vishovik Arba, he left behind one possession, a sailboat that was worth more than the loan, equal to the loan. Omalele Shluche, so Yema Bachoshu sent his Shliach, and he said, Zil Tovsinelli, go ahead and grab the boat for me. Ozil Shliach went, Tovsa, he grabbed the boat. Pogu, Beira Papa, Rabbi Yeshua, came along Papa, Yeshua, and met him. Omle said, the Shliach, at Toifiz Labachayv, you're grabbing on behalf of one of the lenders, but Bemakim in a place, Shechav Lacheni, hurting many other lenders. And we know, if you're grabbing on behalf of one lender, when there are other lenders around, like Kana, why not? Because you're a Shliach with Varaveda. Because you're hurting everybody else. Now the big machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Bab Metzia dafir alf and Gittin dafir alf. If this idea Rashi learns over there that if the guy went on his own, Rashi says that the guy went on his own to grab, therefore we can stop him. Why? Because the whole idea is chus. You're being zoiche on my behalf. But if you're being zoiche on my behalf and at the same time you're hurting other people, then there's no chus anymore. But Rashi holds, if I appoint you as a shliach, it's no longer a chus. You're me. Shlichon kamaisai. The mefedish you can grab. Taisa disagrees, and his rai is in the story of Yem Bachoshu. Yem Bachoshu sent a shliach, and yet Rapapa stopped him from grabbing the money because they said, and in fact, Taisa says to him, yeah.
Can't he say
Shtori
Kodim? Does it make a difference?
Irrelevant. No, even the Shtori is no relevance.
So if I lend Shtori Kodim only, and I know that he's already mortgaged his...
Shtori Kodim is only when it comes to Shibudim. Whoever is Shtar is dated... Is dated first gets the earlier stars.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this guy but is.
This is an Arab, Arab, Metalklin. It's Metalklin. Look at the little taste there. Add taste by Chaydim, Chaydim. Five lines in the wide lines. Kan Mashma here seems clearly the Alpha Gab, the Osso Shleach. He made him a Shleach. The Amalei Zeal Tov, so go grab it. I feel Hachi like Connor. But like him, I should be recruited by Pegamatia, Dafke, Bishalai, Shleach, like Connor. And that's the finishing part here.
So it's the weakness of Shliach. What if you would have come yourself and taken it?
Yeah, you're allowed to. There's no question you're allowed to. If you grab it yourself, I'm just entitled as you are. So why do you? Why is your blood redder than my blood? Yeah, I'm allowed to. Here's about the Shliach. Sorry?
What's the weakness of the...
It's not him. He has no right. He's hurting. So the Pnei Shuvah learns because he's a Shliach of Aveda. Because you're hurting other people. You're the Shliach doing other Avedas. And even though the Mishalech himself would not have done any Aveda, he grabbed it because he's allowed to. But you, the Shliach, have an Aveda, and that's the famous challenge of Yeshua. That's also a problem. So what happened was, Tafsiyu Inu. They went ahead, so what happened? So the Shliach let her go, and Rapapa and Rav Huna Bnei Yeshua, who were also owed money, they grabbed a hold of the ship. Rashi, Tafsiyu Inu. So, hey, I have an issue with my wife. You know, usually when you're paskin, when you're in a Geber Dover, you got to be a bit careful. These two Amoraim were in a Geber Dover because they were lenders, so they grabbed it. Rapapa and Hushagufa had a little machlekes, so who got the boat? We'll just finish one more line with you tomorrow. Rapapa Memlech Muluchai. Rapapa went ahead and he started to lead the boat by the steering over there on the boat. And Abu Huna Yeshua Mamtech Labashla. Sorry?
One was Rangan, one was putting on the road.
Mlucha was wrong. Okay, and Rabbi Yeshua mamtech labashla. So he, Rabbi Yeshua, grabbed a hold of the ropes. Mar Omar anok kanin lel kula. It's my boat. Mar Omar anok kanin lel kula. Look what happens. Fighting for money. Yeah, as we're saying, they're chayim. And now they're fighting each other. And we'll continue tomorrow the story. Not a very complimentary story.